Ape Talk. Car Talk.
All right, Chiro, let's talk cars, because there's quite a special nostalgia story around cars this week. Before we go to our listener question of the week, there's a new version of the Caravelle, which is, it's an updated combi of sorts. It's one of those brands that's been around forever.
Yes, very luxurious version of the combi now.
Okay.
You can spend a little bit less than this and get yourself, say, the California spec combi. It's actually still branded as combi. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it, but you can get into one for as little as 570,000 rand. The one I'm driving, however, is, to give it its full name, the Caravelle, 2-liter BITDI Highline 4 Motion. Wow. And that retails for just over 1 million rand.
Wow.
Yeah. So we live in the era of the million rand bucky in the form of the Mercedes X-Class, and we live in the era of the million rand combi. So it's an expensive exercise, but I've spent a couple of days with it now. And to be honest, I've absolutely loved it. And not only is it a great car to be a passenger in, but it's also a great car to drive, funnily enough. This new motor is really punchy. I had someone in the car the other day sort of put my foot down, sort of half throttle, and they said, gee, this thing moves. not slow, plenty power to tow and carry the family around. Caravelle gets you also a nice large fridge in the back, fridge. if you've got groceries that you need to keep cool, or you're on the way to the rugby or to your campsite or whatever, you've got this really decent sized fridge in the back as well. It's set up with lounge seating rather than benches, and so more sort of customized for sort of individual comfort rather than fitting as many people in as possible. Everything is movable, everything's slidable, everything's arrangeable. You can set up the car as you wish. But it really is, I think, now a rival for the Mercedes-Benz V-Class, which is the most luxurious minivan on the market. You know, that car is an extra 200 grand on top of the purchase price of this particular car.
Yeah.
But as I said, if you are looking for a VW minibus, you can get into one for about 570.
Okay. Gosh, I'm trying to wrap my head around the million rand combi concept and thinking back to childhood trips to the Kruger Park in my granddad's combi and thinking how nice it would have been to have a fridge in the back to keep the cool drinks cold. Okay. Just one quick other mention, if I may, because we didn't chat about this last week and I feel like we should have. The end of another very nostalgic vehicle, the Beetle. VW launched the final edition of the Beetle motor car last week. My mom drove one. It was the car I was dragged around in as a child with a cello on my lap in the dog box and all the school bags. It's amazing how much you can actually fit into a Beetle when you try really hard. Chiro, is it just due to falling demand for the car? Why the decision to bring it to an end?
It is falling demand. Essentially, this is another car which has been killed off by the market's move to SUVs. It just was selling particularly poorly in the USA as well. I mean, moving, in a market where they sell millions and millions of cars a year, they were moving about 14,000 Beetles a year.
Yeah.
So just not worth keeping the production lines open for that sort of volume. And the story of Beetle is 81 years now. Car's been around for 81 years. Funnily enough, there's only been three generations of Beetle, which blows my mind a little bit as well. You know, these days manufacturers bring out a new generation of a model every sort of 5 to 7 years. So it just shows you the longevity of that first design. The new Beetle came out in 1998, that redesign, which was quite popular, I think. I think it made quite a splash. I don't have the figures in front of me on how many Beetles there are running around the world. I imagine that many of them that were made are still going. That was the sort of car that it was. And, you know, we had a few in the family, and they sort of seemed to go on a hope and a prayer, really, that you didn't really need to service them from the stories I've been told by my uncle and my dad. So, yeah, it is a sad, a sad moment in the motoring world. But then again, I think Beetles will be with us for a very long time to come.
Okay, thanks. So let's squeeze in one voice note question from a listener before we need to wrap. It's about a Subaru Forester, I believe.
Hi, can Tiro please tell me what he thinks about the latest Subaru Forester? I drive a four-year-old one, and I love it. Is it worth it to upgrade to the new one? Subaru, for some reason, have taken the 2.5 engine and replaced it with a 2-litre. I think it's still quite gutsy, but I have driven it, and I thought it sounded a little bit like a sewing machine. I like the changes in the specs on the interior. What are his thoughts and feelings on it, if he has had a look at it? And if he hasn't, could he please do so? Thanks, sir.
Have you had a look at it, Chiro?
So, I must say I haven't driven it, but my colleagues have. We had it on test twice, actually. And I did have a good chat with them before Amy sent me the question this morning. I had a good chat with them about it. We all feel that it is a very good upgrade in terms of interior, as the listener said. And the looks, I suppose, well, you know, if you like Foresters, then you like Foresters, I suppose. But the big issue for me is this 2-litre non-turbo motor. It has a real lack of torque. And, you know, torque is massively important for towing, for instance, for carrying loads. It's what sort of, gets you up those steep hills. And to put it in perspective, the car has less torque than a Volkswagen Golf turbocharged motor, you know. So a real lack of torque there, which... So I expect if you are the sort of person who needs their car to carry, you know, loads of people, loads of luggage, and especially if you need to tow, I'm not sure I can recommend the new Forester. You know, that being said, it's a car which owners love and which they don't let go of easily. And perhaps if the current one is running well, then maybe it's best to just stick in it.